Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know John from Tacoma is. John, are you there?
John!
Oh, there you are.
What's happening?
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, John has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
How many feet are in 1 yard?
3.
Correct. Groundhog Day is celebrated in what month?
February 2nd.
Yes. Which Beatles single was number 1 on the Billboard charts for the longest stretch of time?
Let It Be?
No.
Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds?
No.
My Generation?
No. When it comes to movies, what does PG stand for?
Parental Guide.
Correct. Which ocean is located between North America and Europe?
Atlantic.
Yes. On a standard keyboard, what letter is between the V and the N?
Oh. Q?
No.
R?
No.
T?
No. Who voiced the genie in the early 90s animated version of Aladdin? No.
Oh, Robin Williams.
Correct. What gas do plants absorb from the atmosphere to help them grow?
Carbon dioxide.
Correct. The Space Needle was built in what early 60s year?
1962?
No.
61.
Correct. Where does Peter Pan live?
Never Never Land.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
John, you got 8 correct.
Just crushed it.
You were so fast, too.
Whoa.
Yeah, stupid Beatles.
I agree, stupid
you know what?
Beatles.
I don't think Steve's going to get that one either, so I wouldn't.
Do you think you know it?
I think I might.
You probably do. You're a fan. Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
How many feet are in 1 yard?
3.
Correct. Groundhog Day is celebrated in what month?
February?
Yes. Which Beatles single was number 1 on the Billboard charts for the longest stretch of time?
Oh, crap. Imagine something. Help?
No.
I Want to Hold Your Hand?
No.
Let It Be?
No. Damn. When it comes to movies, what does PG stand for?
Parental Guidance.
Yes. Which ocean is located between North America and Europe?
That would be the Atlantic.
Yes. On a standard keyboard, what letter is between the V and the N?
A?
No.
G?
No.
I?
No. Who voiced the genie in the early 90s animated version of Aladdin?
Eddie Murphy.
No.
Robin Williams.
There we go. What gas do plants absorb from the atmosphere to help them grow?
Methane.
No. It's not methane. It's never methane.
Butane.
No.
Hydrogen.
No. The Space Needle was built in what early 60s year?
1962.
No.
Oh, no.
Steve.
It wasn't?
No, it was not. You got 5 correct, which is another loss, 8-5.
Yeah.
Let's go, John.
He's hanging his head.
Oh my God, I've never seen him so sad.
This is...
Now what is happening?
I don't know, but now I'm kind of starting to understand what the Kraken feel like. I'm starting to let this season get away from me.
You really are.
Oh, man, we got to make some trade deadline pickups and stuff to fix this.
Taryn, which Beatles single was number one on the Billboard charts for the longest period of time?
Well, I was going to guess I Want to Hold Your Hand, but that was wrong, so I'm going to go with Revolution.
And you would be incorrect. Hey.
Hey, Jude. Hey,
yep.
Duh. Now that makes sense.
Does it? It wasn't that great of a song.
Wow.
Oh, it's well-loved, though.
It's well-loved.
Yes.
On a standard keyboard, what letter is between the V and the N? You clearly were just completely guessing.
I was spelling something.
Were you really?
What were you spelling?
Well, I guessed A, and then I guessed a G, and then an I. Uh-huh. Starts with the letter V.
Oh my God.
I just went down a weird road.
This is an interesting strategy that did not pay off.
I like how none of us got that, too.
No.
Steve, you're probably like giggling to yourself. Like,
I was like again? You're spelling like, again?
I'm
why?
Such a 12-year-old. And yes. None of you are picking up on what I'm throwing down.
No. Well, the answer was B.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, and the Space Needle began and ended the build in 1961.
61.
Yes, you were close. Well, congrats on losing again.
Thanks.
Rockaholics, we invite you to rock the new merch available in the Rock Shop. We have some flannels, we have a pullover sweatshirt, and they're going to look awesome on you. You can grab them now at KISW.com. Not sure if you saw this, The Rock's Instagram post.
I did.
Where he is being all made up in beautiful makeup by his lovely daughters, and some are calling him the ultimate girl dad.
I saw some, it was like a post about that, and I clicked on it, and it is... It's pretty epic. I mean, they are putting nail polish on his forehead, not just like makeup, like stuff that like that's going to take a minute to get off. And then like, I mean, his entire face is pink.
It looks, he looks like he's going into battle or something.
But I even saw like, he even posted on his, like his comments. He's like, there's going to come a point where they're not going to want to do this. So like, of course I'm going to say yes to all this silly stuff. And I get what he means with that.
Because you're also a girl dad.
Yes.
And you had a bit of a girl dad moment this weekend, as I understand.
Might have contributed to creating a monster.
Oh. All right, we're going to find out what happened after Stone Temple Pilots.
The Daily Mix Show.
Migs, you are in your girl dad era.
Yes.
Tatum is the light of your life.
Brings so much joy. Like, she cracks me up every day. She's just such a good kid. But she just recently discovered something and wanted to do something, and I'm kind of now thinking we might have created a monster.
Oh.
And it's like one of those things where I feel like you're not, someone even joked with me, he's like, you're not a girl dad until you have to do this, and that is a freaking tea party.
Oh, really?
It's been nonstop all weekend long. Dad, I'm like, do you want to play? Yeah, what do you want to do? Tea party. And it's not just like pretend tea. Like, we have to make tea.
Are there snacks?
Yes.
Good snacks?
Well, I chatted with Tatum about these tea parties, and you'll find out what kind of snacks we have, because that's the only highlight.
What would you say is the key to a great tea?
Milk.
Milk?
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Sugar.
What else?
Tea.
And tea.
Yeah.
Bam, nailed it right there.
Yeah, you need the tea.
We need the tea. The tea is important. And we got that little freaking little tiny little tea set. We have to fill it up with the tea. I got to go grab the milk out of the oat milk, you know, and then pour a little bit of that in there and then grab a sugar packet and pour it into. And this is what we're doing.
This is awesome.
Yeah, the first time.
How many tea parties have we had in the last couple of days? What is this, like our fourth tea party?
Yeah.
What do you like about tea parties?
It's like the fourth in 2 days.
That is a lot of tea parties.
And that's just with me. She was doing tea parties with Sid as well. While we were at your party in Tony V's on Sunday night, she was having a tea party with Sid.
You know, you're not supposed to actually do the tea part of it. There's usually supposed to be make-believe in there, Steve.
Oh, this woman. Let me tell you. We can't do pretend. I have to, like, you know, get the tea out of the cupboards, boil
steep
the water.
It.
Yeah.
What do you like about tea parties?
Tea.
Well, that's a very obvious question to answer. Why do I ask these stupid questions?
Is it like drinking tea?
Yeah, tea.
And the snacks are pretty cool, too, when we have snacks. What do we have for snacks, usually?
Pretzels and cookies.
Pretzels and cookies.
Now, that part I could get behind.
I want in.
They're little mini pretzels and little mini cookies. I was like, let's keep that going.
Do you think you want to open up your own tea shop when you get older?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And puppy salon.
And a puppy salon?
Yeah.
So you... cut puppies' hairs while serving tea.
She's an entrepreneur, Steve.
She wanted to call it, I think she was calling it puppies or doodles and poodles.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
You got to get the secure the URL now.
I already copyrighted it. Yeah, good luck trying to get that.
No.
How many puppies do you want when you grow up?
100
puppies.
Me too, Tatum. Me too.
She's convinced that when she grows up, she's going to buy a house next door to us, which I'm like, yeah, have you seen the house prices these days? You better start saving right now, kid. And there's going to be no furniture in this house. It's just going to be a couch, dog beds, and a TV.
Oh my God.
And there's going to be 100 dogs.
She's going to live my dream for me.
Pretty much. I'm like, you know what? Why don't you move to Arlington? Or Stanwood, sorry.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, my bad.
So, out of curiosity, what kind of tea do you guys like to drink?
Oh, I just grabbed, it was a lemon tea.
Oh,
I don't know.
Okay.
I just grabbed whatever was in the cupboard. I got, really, the flavor didn't matter. Oh. I mean, you're taking like one sip and you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Does Barrett have a thing that he wants to do obsessively now with you?
I mean, all the time, we are playing trucks. Trucks. It's excavators, it's backhoes.
Can we swap kids for a little bit?
Skid steers and compact track loaders and cranes. So it's always trucks.
Wait, so which one of you has the boy and which one of you has the girl? I can't tell.
Yeah. It's not typecasting at all, right?
It's two completely different universes right now.
Danny, what about you? When Lily was growing up, like, what was the thing like, where you're just like, I can't keep doing this?
Oh, man. Well, for the longest time, it was just always dolls, like any kind. And she had those LOL dolls.
Yep.
For the longest time. It was like, let's play dolls. But there was never any like rhyme or reason to what we were doing with the dolls. So it wasn't like, oh, there's a story behind it. It was just like, let's just play. And then like they all fight with each other. And then they all like go into the house and fall asleep. And then they come back out and they fight with each other again. But it was hours and hours of that. And I just was like, what are we doing? Can we, luckily, the LOL dolls, and all dolls actually are just not a thing anymore. So
So it said, Tatum needs to see Alice in Wonderland. It's a tea party.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that could be a gateway drug to some. Kidding.
Last night was the college football playoffs national championship. Ohio State beat Notre Dame, and the game wasn't even over when people were already online complaining. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Mix Show. Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Last night was the college football playoffs national championship. Notre Dame scored the first touchdown, but then it was kind of the Ohio State show for a while.
It was insane. I was like, this is just going to be a blowout. It didn't end up being a blowout, but it felt like it was going to be in the third quarter.
They did end up scoring a field goal with 29 seconds left in the game, and that pretty much sealed the deal for the Buckeyes.
From 33 yards, you miss it, and the Irish have hope. It's good. And Ohio State, national champions. The longest, toughest postseason climb in the history of the sport. And after all that, it's Ohio State together at the mountaintop, champions of college football.
I know I never had the skill set to be able to be a pro football or college football player even, but how cool would it be to be in the marching band?
Oh, hell yeah.
You know, like in the school band, like just hearing them in the background, like that has to be just such an adrenaline rush.
A part of it in some way, you know?
A big part, though. Yeah. People get so fired up for the band.
Well, the game wasn't even over yet, Steve, and people had already flocked to the internet to complain. So we are going to go straight to the comments.
We sent a few of these posts to our production director, Jason, said, hey, reenact them however you'd like just to illustrate how stupid people get on social media, especially when it comes to sports.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's probably one of my things where when I'm on my phone and I'm reading comments, I have to put my phone down because it's like politics and sports are the two where I'm just like, I can't do this anymore. It's hurting my brain and my soul reading some of the opinions that people have. But are you ready for the first comment about the national championship game?
Let's hear it.
All right, here we go.
I'm out. This was the absolute worst college football experiment season of all the times. Ohio State and their fans.
I realize on social media, not a lot of fans. I'm sure there's plenty of Ohio State fans, but I feel like the haters were really out in force yesterday.
There's a ton of hate for Ohio State.
It's like, are they like the bad guys in the eyes of everyone else?
I mean, I think they've just won so much that people like it to be redistributed a little bit.
Off Notre Dame, okay? Put Rudy in or something.
Rudy. Rudy,
Sarah has no idea what you're talking about.
No idea.
Rudy. Oh, my God. It's one of the greatest sports movies of all time, Sarah.
The real Rudy's got to be super. Is he even alive? Or he's got to be super duper old.
Probably.
Oh, yeah, put him in. Why not?
First championship game I haven't watched in a very long time. Playoffs were garbage, and college football is on its deathbed. Just not into it anymore. Roll Tide!
Roll Tide!
Okay, so if Alabama was in there, you'd probably be like, this is the best.
Greatest season ever.
Like, college football's dead. Roll Tide.
Because more like f*** us. Am I right?
Yes, yes, you are.
You're not wrong.
I'd rather watch WWE on Netflix right now than an Ohio State game, and I hate wrestling. Fake ass sport.
Well, college football's a fake ass sport, not pro wrestling.
Yeah, watch your mouth.
What does wrestling do to you, man? We're just on Netflix enjoying our show.
Also from the world of social media, did everyone survive the TikTok shutdown for about a day over the weekend?
I was so happy. I was like, oh, this is one less thing we have to worry about for our show. I don't have to, I at least like once every couple of weeks, I'm like, ah, crap, I haven't checked our TikTok.
Yeah, we do tick the talks. We're very hip to the times. Well, a 19-year-old was arrested because of TikTok. We're going to tell you what's trending after Aerosmith.
The Daily Mix Show.
We know that many of you are just waking up, you're taking in some coffee, and you're trying to figure out what the hell is going on in the world of pop culture. So we're going to help you out by telling you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
A 19-year-old from Wisconsin is facing arson charges after setting fire to a congressman's office. He admitted to starting this fire because he was so upset about TikTok temporarily going offline. This was just after the platform went dark, a couple hours after that happened. And then the fire, it thankfully, only caused some minor exterior damage, did not spread inside. But seriously, that's unhinged.
A little bit. I mean, maybe, you know, throw an egg against the door. Right. Eggs are expensive. You can't do that these days. So, like, I wondered, like, how people exist without social media sometimes, because when I was online, when this all went down, I don't know about you guys, I almost had like that get off my lawn moment of being like the old man yelling at the clouds. But I was like, at some point, can we all stop screen capturing the notice on your TikTok page and posting it on Facebook or on Twitter? I was like, my entire feed on, I think it was Saturday night when this happened.
Yeah, right? Very redundant.
It was just nonstop. Like, you're not breaking any news. Everybody who has TikTok is seeing this. Like, it's unnecessary to screen capture this and put it on your social media pages. But here we are. It was kind of crazy.
It was a little crazy. But especially sounds like we're back and everybody's happy.
Well, and a few hours later, it was back up and running. And I'm like, man, people kind of lost their minds for really nothing.
Yeah, we have arsonists.
All right, well, Ohio State did beat Notre Dame 34-23. We talked a little bit about the national championships that happened. You got to love students. Students will always find reasons to party and cause chaos. And the students over at Ohio State, you know, the game wasn't happening at Ohio Stadium, but they all stormed the stadium, those that weren't at the game, broke in, partied on the field while chanting Ohio, was it O-I-O?
Yeah.
Right?
Ohio. I think so.
Yeah, I'm not an Ohio State guy.
O-H-I-O.
Oh, that's what it is.
O-I-O.
People started setting couches on fire, too.
Oh, I was like, what are
we? We have lost our minds. Like, save the couch fire for when you lose TikTok again.
Like a reasonable person.
Right.
Well, according to Business Insider, 85% of Americans eat at McDonald's at least once a year.
You don't, because you have not had a Big Mac.
I've never had a Big Mac, but, you know, sometimes if I'm a little hungover, sometimes I like a greasy French fry to help me, you know, come back to life a little bit. But is there anything healthy to eat when you're there? Nutritionists are saying don't make McDonald's like a regular part of your diet, but here are some ways to enjoy it on occasion. The three healthiest menu items you can order at McDonald's.
Let's see if we would get them.
Apple slices.
Oh, I mean, if they give them to me for free, I'll be like, oh, sweet, apple slices. Where's the little caramel dipping stuff that's going to make it unhealthy?
They come in the kids' meals now, the Happy Meals now, and Barrett gets pretty excited about that, but I don't know how I feel about how long of those apple slices been in that little bag.
I don't know a single person that would go to McDonald's, pull up to the drive-thru and be like, oh, that would be kind of funny. Can I get an order of your apple slices?
Lily.
Really?
She loved, for the long time, she wouldn't get fries. She would just do double apple slices.
Wow. Double apple slices.
Yeah.
Did they come with the little caramel dipping stuff, or is it just the apple? Just the apple slices.
Yeah, okay. Boring. The Egg McMuffin. It has 310 calories with 17 grams of protein and 13 grams of fat, also 30 grams of carbs.
Okay.
And number three on the list is...
And like they said, it's something don't go every day thinking like you're eating healthy because you're having an Egg McMuffin and apple slices.
Turning this life around at McDonald's. McCrispy. So they say fried chicken is not ideal, but this menu offering only has 470 calories and it comes with 26 grams of protein.
There you go.
You could add this to your, you know, to your regimen, Steve.
Okay. I don't eat meat. Yes. All of a sudden, I'm going to be like, why are you going to get a McCrispy at McDonald's? Well,
can I get my 26 grams of protein today?
I'm bulking season, baby.
How would you like a shot at beating Steve? There is one more opportunity to play Beat Migs this morning, and he has a record of 14 wins, 16 losses, and two ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 850.
The Daily Migs Show.